Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, who is our teacher and our guide. Amen. And we thank you now, Father, for your word. Lord, I thank you for revelation and understanding. And I thank you, Father, I think about what Paul wrote to the said to the elders of the church in Ephesus. He said, I kept back nothing that was helpful to you, but taught you publicly and from house to house. Father, I pray that I would not keep back anything that is helpful for your people today. And Lord, I believe this message that you've given me will be helpful for them in the name of Jesus, and will benefit them and bless them and bless all of us, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it, and we believe for that today, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Mark chapter 16 is where we want to begin today. Mark chapter 16, and this is the Great Commission. Praise God. Mark 16 and verse 15, and he, Jesus, said to them, his disciples, his followers, after his resurrection and right before he's going back to heaven, to ascend back to heaven, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. So again, these are the last instructions that Jesus gave to his disciples after his resurrection, before he ascends back to heaven to sit down at the right hand of the Father. And he tells them, and he tells us by extension as well. It's not just them, not just his disciples then, but us, right? Amen? Amen. He says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That means all people. Now, is that commission still for us today? Yes. I don't think there's any Christian living on planet Earth that would deny that commission, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. There's not one person, not one Christian that would say, well, no, that's not for us today. Right? We know that's for even denominations that don't believe in the supernatural, that don't believe in the power of God, that say that the gifts have passed away and things like that. They still believe in the Great Commission, right? Yes. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. We believe that, all right? And Jesus said these signs will follow the believing ones. Well, if the commission is still for us today, then the signs are still for us today.
Amen.
Right? Amen. So he says these signs will follow who? Those who believe, the believing ones. And what are those signs? He says, in my name, they will cast out demons. So he says we'll have authority over the devil. Yeah. And then the second thing he says is they will speak with new tongues. They'll have supernatural communication with God.
Amen.
They'll take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will by no means hurt them. That doesn't mean you purposely try to do that, but what that means is divine protection as we go about, and especially as we go out to and do our part to fulfill the Great Commission, we can expect divine protection.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And then he says they will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. That believers can and should minister the healing power of God. Amen. These are the signs that follow those who believe. And again, if the commission is still for us today, then the signs are still for us today.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We did that, you know, last Sunday. I ministered a message on healing. And what we have at the end, we had believers lay hands on those who needed healing. Roy talked about what were you telling me that you were able to go up the stairs without pain for the first time in a long time after hands were laid on him on Sunday, after believers laid hands on him on Sunday. They'll lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. How many people are recovering? You had hands laid on you, you're recovering. Amen. Hands were laid on me and I'm recovering. Amen. That's your declaration. That's your confession. Praise God. But then Jesus said this, and this is what I want to talk about today. He said these signs will follow the believers. He said the second sign he mentions is they will speak with new tongues. And we know that, this is also a reference, that Jesus is making a reference that they would receive the Holy Spirit, that believers would receive the Holy Spirit. And Jesus had promised them, you know, that after his resurrection, he promised that the Holy Spirit would come upon them and empower them. He said this in Acts 1:8. This is just a short time before he goes back to the Father. He says, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." And then just a few days after that, we know, is the day of Pentecost. And the disciples are gathered there in Jerusalem. They've been in the upper room praying, and they're gathered there in Jerusalem for the day of Pentecost. And not only they, but Jews from all around the world have come in to celebrate this feast. And it is said that on the day of Pentecost, we understand the day of Pentecost from the book of Acts here, but it was a feast that God instituted much, much earlier. And it is said that the day of Pentecost was also on the same day in which the law was given, in which Moses went up on Mount Sinai and received the law. And it is also said that on the day of Pentecost, they would read all the law, all the Pentateuch, the first five books of the law. They would read it. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come at 9 o'clock in the morning, and after they'd finished reading all the law, they would lift their hands and they would say, "We cannot do this on our own." And when that happened, when the day of Pentecost was fully come and they'd read the law and they said, "But we can't do this law on our own," then God says, "All right, I'm going to send you some help." Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Holy Spirit was poured out. Yes. Amen. Amen. And we know in verse 4 of Acts chapter 2, it says they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Praise God. All of them got filled that were there. All of them began to speak with tongues. Amen. And thus the church was born. We could really point to the day of Pentecost as the day the church was born. And it was the church was born in the power of the Spirit. And with this supernatural experience of speaking with tongues, and Jesus had said and told them that this is one of the signs that is going to accompany believers. This is going to be one of the earmarks, one of the signs. You're going to speak with new tongues. And here they are. They're doing it. And for the first few years, we know, as we read through the book of Acts, the first few years, the church was exclusively Jewish, wasn't it? Yeah. Right? And when Jesus said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature," the way that they heard that is go into all the Jewish world and preach the gospel to every Jewish creature. It didn't occur to them that this was, "Oh, you really mean all the world and you really mean every creature." They were so, and you would have been too if you'd have been raised the way they were. If we'd have been raised that way, we would have thought, "Okay, this is for all the Jewish world." But Jesus, of course, God, of course, meant no, all the world and every creature. And so, you know, as we get into Acts chapter 10, we know that Cornelius, who is He's a Roman centurion. He is a Jewish proselyte, which means that he's not Jewish by birth, but he has accepted the Jewish religion. And he is hungry for God. He's seeking God. And so he has a vision, sees an angel. And an angel says, "You need to send some people to Joppa." He's in Caesarea. And Joppa's not too far away. He said, "There's a guy in Joppa. His name's Peter. You need to send for him and get him to come, and he'll tell you what you need to do to know God." And so at the same time that's happening, Peter is there in Joppa, and Peter has a vision. And as a result of that vision, he realizes, okay, God's speaking to him that, hey, the gospel, you really did mean all people. You not just the Jewish world, but all the world. And so while Peter is getting that revelation, these three men that have come from Cornelius and Caesarea, they're knocking on the door where Peter's at. And the Spirit of God says, "There's three men seeking you. Go with them, doubting nothing." So Peter ends up down in Caesarea. He goes with them. He goes down to Cornelius's house, and Cornelius has gathered all of his family and all of his friends and neighbors there, filling up his house. And Peter comes in and he begins to preach the gospel. And Peter says, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, that it's not just for the Jewish world, but it's for all people, this good news about Jesus. And he begins telling them about Jesus, and we'll pick up the narrative in verse 44. And it says this, while Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who heard the word. And those of the circumcision, that's the Jews. It says, those of the circumcision who believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter. If you read later in the narrative, you find out there were six of them. Six men came with Peter from Joppa. They were Jews that had accepted Jesus. They came with Peter from Joppa down to Caesarea, and those with him, it says, those of the circumcision who believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter. Why were they astonished? Because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also. Amen. How did they know? Verse 46 says, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Verse 47, then Peter answered, can anyone forbid water that these should not be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have? How did they know? What was the proof that these Gentiles were now accepted by God, saved, and that they had received the gift of the Holy Spirit, just like that group of 120 there on the day of Pentecost? And just like thousands and thousands of others had since the day of Pentecost, of those Jewish believers, people who had believed on Jesus, how did they know? What was the proof? Verse 46. Read it with me. 46, please, Mike. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Read it with me. Let's all read it out loud. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. That was the proof. They heard them speak with tongues. Oh, wow. The gospel's for the Gentiles now. What was the proof? They heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. So Peter goes back to Jerusalem in verse 11 or chapter 11, verse 1. It says, now the apostles and the brethren who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God. And when Peter came up to Jerusalem, those of the circumcision contended with him, saying, you went into uncircumcised men and ate with them. We can't believe you did this. This is wrong. This can't be right. You're violating the law. You went into uncircumcised men and you ate with them. So Peter goes through, and we won't read all the next verses, but he goes through and he explains what happened, how God gave him the vision, how Cornelius sent messengers to him, and how he went. And then he, verse 15, we'll pick it up there in Acts 11. And he's telling what happened there in Cornelius' house. He says, and as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them as upon us at the beginning. He said, just like he fell on us, guys, on the day of Pentecost. As I was speaking to these Gentiles, the Holy Spirit fell on them the same way. The same way. Then I remembered the word of the Lord, how he said, John indeed baptized with water, but you should be baptized with the Holy Spirit. If therefore God gave them the same gift, notice these words now. If therefore God gave them the same gift as he gave us when we believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could withstand God? Amen. Now, so Peter understood that speaking in tongues was the sign, was the initial evidence of the baptism in the Holy Spirit. See, when you believe, he said, God gave them, he says, look at it here in verse 17. If God gave them the what? The same gift as he gave us. When did he give them that gift? When we believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? So when you believe, when you and I believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and when we're saved, and when we come into the family of God, our Heavenly Father has a welcome gift for us. It's the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This is our welcome gift into the family of God. Amen. And those who were contending with Peter after they heard this, and they said, this can't be right. You can't preach to the Gentiles. This is not for them. When they heard this, they changed their attitude. Verse 18, when they heard these things, they became silent. Oh. They were arguing with Peter. They were contending with him. But when they heard this, and he heard that the Holy Spirit fell on them, and they heard that they spoke with tongues, they're like, oh. When they heard these things, they became silent, and they glorified God, saying, then God has also granted to the Gentiles repentance to life. What convinced them? What convinced those that were contending with Peter that these Gentiles had received the Holy Spirit? They were now born again. They were, and that the gospel and salvation was for the Gentile world as well. What convinced them? Well, Peter and those six other men that went with him were witnesses. They heard them speak with tongues. And with this, the door of the entire Gentile world was opened to the gospel. That's why you and I are saved today. Because of this. So speaking with tongues is a pretty big deal. Amen? Now, let me clarify. You don't have to speak in tongues to go to heaven. You don't have to speak in tongues to be saved. All right? But it was the sign, it was the proof. I was sharing this with a friend of mine the other day. He asked me what I was going to, pastor friend, he said, what are you preaching Sunday? And I told him and I went through some of this. I was excited about it. And I asked him, I said, so I got to this and I was explaining. I said, how did they know? How did they know that the gospel, that they had been saved? And he wasn't tracking with me exactly. He said he saw the change in, they saw the change in their life. Well, they hadn't had time. There should be a change in our life after we get saved, but you're not going to see that in a day. I mean, someone might have a dramatic experience, but a real change in our life, it's going to take time for that to prove out. They heard them speak with tongues. They said, we can't deny this. We can't deny that. Now, again, as I said, you don't have to speak in tongues to go to heaven. It's not a sign of salvation. But it is a sign that once a person has received salvation, they've also received that welcome gift that our Heavenly Father has for us once we are saved. And the initial evidence of that is we will speak with tongues.
Amen.
Amen. Here's another thing I want to clarify. A person does not receive tongues. You don't receive tongues. We receive the Holy Spirit. Right? And the tongues come with the Holy Spirit. You don't receive tongues, you receive the Holy Spirit, and tongues comes with the Holy Spirit, right? Does anybody have any lace-up shoes? David, you've got a pair on. Paul, you've got it. Paul, come stand up for a minute. Come up here. Come up here on the platform. Help me out. Can you get up here? All right, got to be ready. You got to be ready. Come on. All right. Can you come up here on the platform? All right, we're going to demonstrate something here. Can you make a step on the platform? Can you get up there? All right, I got you. I'm going to help you. Look at that. Good job. Let's give Paul a hand. All right. Paul's got on some nice black dress shoes here. And they're lace-up shoes. And Paul, I definitely see there's tongues there. You've got tongues in those shoes. But did Paul, I don't know when you got these, but when Paul went into the shoe store, did he say, I'd like some tongues?
No.
No, you said, I'd like some shoes.
Yeah.
And the tongues just came with them, right?
Amen.
We don't ask for tongues. We don't receive tongues. We receive the Holy Spirit, but the tongues come with them.
Yeah.
Comes with Him. Amen. Good job, Paul. All right, let's come back down now. Thank you. You did a great job. I got you. All right. There's one. And two. Praise the Lord. Now, as you know as well, he used to come in here with a walker.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Where's your walker at? You don't need it. Glory. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
The tongues come with it.
Yeah.
Right? Amen. All right. Let's go to Acts chapter 19. And verse 1. It says, and it happened while Apollos was at Corinth that Paul, having passed through the upper regions, came to Ephesus, and finding some disciples, he said to them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? Notice the first thing that Paul asked them about here. He comes to Ephesus and he finds these disciples and he said, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? In other words, hey, have you heard about the welcome gift that the Heavenly Father has for all those who believe on Jesus? Amen. Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? And so they said they didn't know anything about that. But the Holy Spirit is a good gift. Amen. Is a gift. He is a gift to all those who believe on Jesus. So now he assumed that they were saved, that they were believers in Jesus already. So he wanted to make sure that they've received the welcome gift. And so here's the thing that you need a good way to understand this. Jesus is God's gift to the world.
Amen.
Right? God so loved who?
The world.
That he gave his only begotten son. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, Romans 6:23 says, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus is God's gift to the world. The Holy Spirit is God's gift to the church, to his children, to believers. Amen. Luke 11, verse 13. We'll come back to Acts in a moment, Acts 19. But Luke 11, 13, Jesus says this, if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to who? Your children. How much more will your Heavenly Father, so once you're in the family, God is your Heavenly Father, how much more will your Heavenly Father give what? Who? The Holy Spirit to who? To those who ask Him. And so, well, I've been saved, but I don't know about this being filled with the Holy Spirit business. Well, have you asked Him? Have you? I was saved as a young boy growing up in my denominational church, and I learned that the Bible was the Word of God, and I learned about salvation, and I'm so grateful for that. But I didn't know about this welcome gift, that after I believed on Jesus, that my Heavenly Father had a welcome gift for me, the Holy Spirit. But I finally found out about it. Amen. Praise God. Let's go back to Acts 19, verse 3. They said, we've not so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit. And he said, into what then were you baptized? So they said, into John's baptism. And so he realizes, oh, you've not heard about Jesus yet. So Paul said, John indeed baptized with a baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him who would come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. So now they've received salvation. Now they're in the family. Now they're born again. And so immediately, first thing, and verse 6, Mike. In verse 6, and when Paul had laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. So what does he do? He's ministering this welcome gift to them. All right? Praise God. Amen. So again, the first thing he does after they believe on Jesus and they're baptized in water, he lays hands on them, the Holy Spirit comes upon them, and what happens? They speak with tongues. They do what? They speak. Why? Because Jesus said, these signs will follow those who believe in my name. They'll speak with new tongues. They spoke with tongues and they prophesied. Amen. So the moment you're saved, here's the point. The moment that you're saved, you qualify to receive the welcome gift.
Yes, amen.
The moment you're born again, that's the moment that you qualify. You don't have to wait 6 months. You don't have to tarry. You know, the old timers, they thought they had to tarry to receive the Holy Spirit because in the book of Acts, Jesus said, you know, when he went back into heaven, he said, tarry in the city of Jerusalem to be endued with power from on high. So they thought they had to tarry. I know Brother Hagin talked about God began to deal with him. Don't get away from this tarrying stuff and give an invitation and give an altar call for people to come and receive the Holy Spirit and lay hands. That was revolutionary in his day when he did that. People thought they had, there'd be people that, and some were proud of the fact, I've been tarrying to receive the Holy Spirit for 25 years. Well, that'd be like saying, you know, I've been trying to drive over to Gainesville for the last 25 years. Have you not got there yet? Something's wrong if you've not made it yet. And so he would explain that those things to them and say, look, you know, here's what the Bible says. Here's what Paul did. He laid hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit. He said, I'm going to come up here. I'm going to lay hands on you. You're going to receive the Holy Spirit. And thousands of people did. Praise God. Amen. And so, again, the moment that you're saved, you qualify to receive this, the gift of the Holy Spirit. And again, we don't receive tongues. We receive the Holy Spirit. The tongues comes with it. Or with him. Amen. Praise God. And speaking in tongues is the initial evidence. We see that from Acts 2. We saw it there in Acts 10. We see it here in Acts 19. It is the initial evidence of the infilling of the Holy Spirit, or another term, the baptism in the Holy Spirit, or another term, receiving the Holy Spirit, or another term, the Holy Spirit coming upon you. All these terms are synonymous with receiving this welcome gift into the family of God. Amen? Yeah. Praise God. Now, speaking in tongues is the initial evidence, but I can tell you, well, Pastor, I'm a little bit confused about that. I didn't speak in tongues right away. Well, I didn't either. When I was a senior, I've shared my testimony with you before, but I'll share a little bit of it again. When I was a senior in high school, I started hearing about the Holy Spirit. My good friend, Wade Horton, invited me to, toward the end of our senior year in high school, invited me to a little home prayer meeting, Bible study, and I started hearing about the Holy Spirit. And so after a couple of weeks, they invited me. They said, David, would you like to receive the Holy Spirit? And so I said, well, yeah, sure. And so they put me in the prayer chair. If anybody needed prayer, there was a certain chair you would sit in, and everybody would gather around you and lay hands on you and pray. So they put me in the chair, and they prayed for me to receive the Holy Spirit, and I agreed with them as best I knew how at the time. We were all still kind of stumbling along in the dark, didn't know a lot, didn't have a lot of revelation, but they prayed for me, and I did sense a difference, a boldness that I'd not had before, but I didn't speak in tongues, and I've told you before that as they prayed for me, I'd heard about speaking in tongues, and I thought, okay, yeah, this is what we're supposed to do, and so I said, okay, Holy Spirit, here's my tongue. Here's my tongue, speak through me now, and nothing happened. And so I went on for a few weeks, maybe 3 or 4 weeks or five. And Wade asked me one day, he said, hey, have you been praying in tongues? And I was embarrassed to say no. I was embarrassed to say, well, I hadn't done it yet. And I said, well, so I went home that night and in my bedroom, and I knelt by my bed and I said, Lord, I know this is right. I know it's real. I know it belongs to me. And somehow, by the grace of God, I stumbled over into it, and I began speaking in tongues, kneeling in my bedroom. And I've been speaking in tongues ever since. Amen. Praise God. So my point is this. I could have. If I had been properly instructed on how to yield to the Holy Spirit, I could have spoken in tongues the night they laid hands on me. We were all brand new in this, and you know, God, you know, that there's a part of that that's wonderful, that the sincerity of things being new, and we're just all, we just want God, we want everything you have for us, Lord. But we were all so new in it, we didn't know how to yield to the Holy Spirit. But thank God I found out, amen. And then, of course, I started hearing more teaching on the matter and on the subject, and I found out, okay, this is how you yield, and praise God. So that may be your experience, I don't know. But you can be filled with the Holy Spirit. If you're not filled, if you've been filled with the Holy Spirit, but you've not spoken in tongues, you can. Amen. These signs will follow those who believe in my name. They will speak with new tongues. Praise God. Amen. Now, let's go to 1 Corinthians and read. I know you're doing double duty for us back there, but come on up and begin to play if you would. In Paul's first letter, Paul wrote two letters to the Corinthians. We call them the books of 1st and 2nd Corinthians. But in his first letter to the Corinthians, we begin to get revelation that speaking in tongues is more than just the initial evidence of being filled with the Holy Spirit. I told you I started speaking in tongues that night, and I've been speaking in tongues ever since. It wasn't just the initial evidence. There's much more to it. Amen? It's more than just the initial evidence of being filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, much of Paul's first letter to the Corinthians was written to correct error that was taking place among the believers in Corinth. And some of that excess and misuse was in regard to the gifts of the Spirit and the proper application of speaking in tongues. So he goes into great detail, which we won't have time to cover today. We'll probably talk about it next week, but I want to introduce it here. And so he begins to talk to them about the proper application for speaking in tongues. And he begins to tell them and instruct them that, hey, it's much more than just the initial evidence of being filled with the Holy Spirit. And there's a proper way that we're to apply this in our lives. Amen. And he tells them this in 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 2. He says, "For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God. For no one understands him. However, in the Spirit, he speaks mysteries." Somebody might say, "Well, you know, I don't understand speaking in tongues, and even when I've done it before, I don't know what I'm saying, so what good is it?" Well, you're not speaking to men, and those men include yourself, or women, mankind. You're not talking to yourself. Who are you talking to? You're talking to God. Is there any value in speaking to God? I would say so. Even if your mind doesn't understand it, says no one understands it, but in the Spirit, you're speaking mysteries. Your spirit, Paul says later in 1 Corinthians 14 here, "If I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays." Is there any value in your spirit praying? There is, isn't there? Amen. And so he is explaining this to them. So there's value in our spirit praying. There's value in speaking to God, right? Keep that verse up there for a second, Mike, if you would. He says, "He does not speak to men, but to God, for no one understands him. However, in the Spirit, he speaks mysteries." And the word mysteries there can also be translated divine secrets. So when we're praying in tongues, we're praying out divine secrets. In other words, we're praying about things that we wouldn't know to pray otherwise. So this goes far beyond just being the initial evidence or the sign that we're a believer. It's a powerful way to pray. Amen? In verse number 4 of 1 Corinthians 14, he says, "He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself." That word edify means to charge up or to build up. So when it says, "And then he who prophesies edifies the church." All right? And so, again, just a point here, and then we'll talk more about this next week. But when we're speaking in tongues, we're charging up, as it were, our spiritual battery. We're building ourselves up. Is there value in that? Praise God. There's value in that, right? Again, as I prayed this morning before I began this message, I said that I would keep back nothing that is helpful to you. That's from Acts chapter 20. This will be helpful to you if you'll learn to apply it in your life. Amen. So when we speak in tongues, we're edifying ourselves. We're building ourselves up spiritually. And then finally, this one in Jude. There's only one chapter in Jude. Verse 20 of that one chapter, it says, "But you, beloved," doing what? Doing what's those next three words? Let's say them together. "Building yourselves up." Building yourselves up on your most holy faith. How? Praying in the Holy Spirit. When we pray in the Holy Spirit, we're building ourselves up on our most holy faith. We're edifying ourselves. We're charging ourselves up. That's why God has given the Holy Spirit to us. And that's the purpose of this wonderful gift and blessing of being able to speak with other tongues. Amen? It is the initial evidence, but it's so much more than that. So much more than that. Praise God. So I want to pray for you this morning. Let's bow our heads right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Is there anybody in here today? I want to give an invitation, and I want to say, maybe you're like I was. Maybe you've been saved. You've invited Jesus into your heart to be your Lord and Savior, but you've never received the welcome gift that our Heavenly Father has for all of His children coming into the family. I went along several years. I was born again around age 10, right in there. I was 17, almost 18. Before I knew that this welcome gift was available to me. And so maybe you're born again, you're saved, but you've never received this welcome gift of the Holy Spirit. If that's you, I want to pray for you this morning. If that's you, would you raise your hand? Pastor, pray for me. I want this. Amen. Yes, good. Are there others? Pray for me. I want this welcome gift of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Awesome. Wonderful. Wonderful. Praise the Lord. So I want to do that. And then maybe you're here also. Maybe you're here and you say, well, I've prayed to receive the Holy Spirit. I've received by faith, but I've never spoken in tongues. If that's you, I want to pray for you this morning. And I want you to raise your hand and say, that's me. I've been prayed for to receive the Holy Spirit, but I've never spoken in tongues. If that's you, slip up your hand. I want to pray for you. Praise God. Wonderful. Wonderful. Praise God. All right, if you raise your hand on any of those invitations, I want you to do something. I want you to have the courage to stand up and come down here because I want to lay hands on you. Praise God. There's several of you, so nobody will be embarrassed. Y'all come on up. If you raise your hand, come on up here. I want to lay hands on you. Come on. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Wonderful. Wonderful. Praise God. Praise God. Rest of you in the congregation praying. Praise God. Stretch your hands out toward these that have come. Wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Now, I want to show you, before I pray for you, I want to show you some scripture here. Look on the screen right here. Acts 19, verse 6. Do we have that one? It's in the list earlier up if you can find it. All right, look at Acts 19, 6. Look what happened here. It says, and when Paul had done what?
Laid hands on them.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to lay hands on you, just like Paul did, those folks. And when Paul had laid hands on them, what happened? The Holy Spirit came upon them. When I lay hands on you, you know what's going to happen? The Holy Spirit's going to come upon you. Praise God. Amen. You're going to receive the welcome gift. Amen. And then it says, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and who? They spoke with tongues and prophesied. Paul laid hands on them. The Holy Spirit came upon them. They spoke with tongues and prophesied. Acts chapter 8, and we'll go down to verse 17 of Acts 8. Acts chapter 8, verse 17, Peter and John come down. The people in Samaria get saved. They're born again, but they've not yet been filled with the Holy Spirit. Peter and John come down, and it says, then they did what? They laid hands on them. That's what I'm going to do for you, lay hands on you. And they, the people that he laid hands on, they did what?
Received.
So what are you going to do? You're going to receive. You're going to receive what? The Holy Spirit. Amen. They laid hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit. And then back to Acts chapter 2 and verse 4 on the day of Pentecost, it says, look at this. And they were all what? Filled with the Holy Spirit and did what? Began to speak. Who got filled with the Holy Spirit? What's the word there? Second word. They got filled, all right, and began to speak. Who began to speak? They did. The same ones that got filled. Again, I was all new in all this, and I didn't know any better. If somebody told me all this that I'm telling you, I could have spoken in tongues that night. But I thought the Holy Spirit was going to take my tongue over and speak through me. And He gives the utterance, but we do the speaking. So don't close your mouth when I lay hands on you and just say, okay, it's going to just explode out of here somehow. No, you cooperate with Him. You're going to sense Him giving you utterance. It says the Spirit gave them utterance. He gives the utterance, but we do the speaking. Praise God. Amen. All right. Let me pray over you right now. Close your eyes and just raise your hands up or raise at least one hand up to heaven. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for each one of these, of your children that have come. And I thank you, Father, that they're here today to receive the wonderful welcome gift that you have for all of your children, the Holy Spirit. And I thank you, Father, that your word is clear, that speaking with other tongues is the initial evidence of that. So, Lord, I thank you that each one of them will speak with tongues. Lord, we expect that, Lord. We expect that manifestation because you promised it. That's what your word says. And so we thank you for that today, Father, in Jesus' name. Now, hang on just 1 second. Look up at me for a moment. I just want to make sure. Now, every one of you, you've been born again. You know that Jesus is your Lord. All right. So the Holy Spirit is a welcome gift for the children. You've accepted Jesus. You've believed on Jesus. Right? Everybody's done that. All right. I've thought so, but I just wanted to make sure on that. All right. Praise God. So we thank you for it. So just those of you up here, just pray this after me now. Say, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I am your child. Jesus is my Lord. And I see today that the Holy Spirit is a gift for all of your children. I'm your child. So today, Father, I'm asking you for the gift that you promised to all your children. I thank you that when hands are laid on me, I will receive the Holy Spirit and I will speak with other tongues as the Holy Spirit enables me. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. All right, just give me just a room to walk right here, and that's all I need. Praise God. I'm going to start right here with you, Tanya. In the name of Jesus, receive the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Go ahead and begin to lift your voice and speak that out. The power of God's coming on you. I know you sense that power. That's it. That's it. Go ahead and speak that out. That's it. Keep speak that out. Yeah. Yeah. Keep speaking that out. That's coming out of your belly. Jesus said, out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. Lord, thank you. Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for filling Ed with the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit now. In the name of Jesus. Now lift your voice and just begin to speak. Suta de lemoto coronje de vedga de le bod marunda. Shada makadaya da da boca mashikanda la bod marunda. Shada de meke. It might just be a syllable or two, but speak that out. More will come. More will come. Step on in. Step on. That's it. That's it. Koshe de la mako kaye. Sike kelevende. Speak that out. Shetia de delevada de mekeya de bod lamani. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this wonderful gift. You said we'd receive power. Lord, I thank you for that power. I thank you for that power in Ed's life. He'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Gail, receive the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Now lift your voice and begin to speak. That's it. Now you're not trying to duplicate or what mimic what I'm saying, but it's coming out of your spirit. Tanya, put your hand on her belly right there. Sola makayanda dala badla mondo nora kadana. Just let that flow out of you now. Sota kalavan, lift your voice and kuja. That's it. Hallelujah. Yvette, receive the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Sola baranda da bado coronda da monto saye da da boca man. Now begin to speak. Suja menanemo munga lavanda la mando sapeya de bota nange. Sula pagaya. Just speak it out. Suku kelevote mandai. Don't try to figure it out up in your head. Just let it come out of your spirit, honey. Sola malati da la bod la mando da de boshi kakaya da da bota nande. Shela vega da la bodo numberese vesa kia de la bota naya. That's it. That's all right. You're going to get, y'all keep praying for her. You pray in tongues and keep praying with her. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, receive the Holy Spirit, my sister. Sola makata shiti ogalanda de bondo karende. Shele veke de debode di mango karisa naya shele vokarunde. Shele meke dega de debaparese makosuria de nangandele brando no moshe kakaya. Just begin to speak that out. It's right out of your belly. Kusete la vakata yeya. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Father. You're His child. You're His daughter. Hallelujah. This gift of the Holy Spirit is for you. Thank you for your power, Lord. Thank you for your power coming upon my sister. Sola maranda da demato kai. Just lift your voice and speak that out now. Speak that out. Yeah, that's it. Speak it out. It's right out of your belly. Right out of your belly. Kose de la voto coronda da de boda lagani. Kuse maganda da la boda maganda la boda garanje da de boda galande. Shele mega da la boda di macario da de boda garande. Ike manda. Karen, would you come up? Come up here and put your hand on her belly. Can you do that? Karen, way up. Yeah, I'm sorry. Sola bako de la boda di bato kataya da de boda de bushe di boka gaya. Ila baso taya. That's it. All right, Miss Judy, in the name of Jesus, receive the Holy Spirit. Be filled. Sola bakoto televote katesha de riboko karate de ribabo sotio shekelebade shigeleveda. That's it. Kisa de la vota koria dadaka patanda de bando ganea. My goodness, you're speaking in tongues. Shadala la voda de ganga de la vodla manda de bando ganea. Shadelia de rivoda. Barbara, put your hand on her belly. Kukta de la voda de mando gadai. Go ahead, keep speaking. That's it. That's it. My sicute della volta di cachetia de della volta galanda de bando gondeia. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for this precious lady, Father. I thank you. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. I thank you for empowering her. I thank you, Lord, for the gift of the Holy Spirit in her life today. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bridget, receive the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Sode di moco delle volte di cacaya, delle vostre cacaya. Now, in faith, lift your voice and begin to speak. Shete kete kete delle vate ganase talavaco cumbre meni. Shele Tanya, go ahead and put your hand on her. Soke talavata di mengo della brada mandea. Shedele veda nengriada mambra dalla vada grigasa sole vada grigala nombre ebe isi akatai. Isa delle vetiate cateia de delle vrata de catelia de vada de gadea. Yeah. Celebrasso delle vrode cusadelia delle voca daia delle vede delle busse cassanda la bonda gorunde. Chanele vada gonoria nanaca balanda de banagoneria de nega de golia tacai deri bostombre bendai. Sone dalla bassa coscelia delle voca sirie de nacasalio tosa sele tosa saia. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. Celeboto condaia. Thank you for all that you're doing right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Celebrodoco, for the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Ha, thank you, Lord, and I thank you that Sode della Vode, that she'll experience, Lord, a new freedom, a new liberty in her mind and in her soul and in her life. In the name of Jesus, those things that have tormented her and bound her are gone in the name of Jesus, and she is free. Ha, she is free. In the name of Jesus, by the mighty power of the Holy Spirit in her life today. In the name of Jesus. Dole veseto cotoria dadashi kesete gedele bodele borusa katane. Shele le boda godisio sele le boda de katashio galanda de bondo garanda de demondo daleni. Sheda de griabre mananambra done membra dele vergre mando do de baco kaya. Hallelujah. Yeah, praise God. Let's all raise our hands. We got a bunch of folks up here speaking in tongues this morning. Filled with the Holy Spirit. Just raise your hand. Let's all pray in tongues right now. Lift your voice there in the congregation. Those of you right here, let's just pray in the Spirit for a few moments. Say, aren't there supposed to be an interpreter? Well, it's all right for this. If that's all we did today, then yeah. But it's all right for a few moments for us all to speak in tongues. Sola makati yanda dala badla mando noje. Shela bakato dala badla mando la badla gondai. Shadabako de la bada la mando boronda la mando boroda nama masakaya. Shadala bada di mano gania di di apare la manda di bada gondalio dode vada gandela. Shadala vada gandalio dode bacaricia sakaya dalla boga de mishia kalanda de bondo kodomi. Mondeve vendere bambarashia gandalia gonganio dode vadlo mandanaya. Hallelujah! 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 Thank you, Lord. 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 Now, before you sit down, let me tell you something. Now the devil may come to you with a counterattack and try to say, well, that was just you talking. And you open up Acts 2:4 and says, well, yeah, it was me. They got filled. They begin to speak. Yeah, it's me talking, but it's the Holy Spirit giving me the utterance. Hallelujah. Well, somebody told me one time speaking in tongues was of the devil. Well, let me ask you this. Before you got saved, did you ever do it?
No.
You don't have to raise your hand on this. But if you ever, I can ask him because I know he is. Royal, did you ever, any of those times you were partying down there in underground Atlanta at the bars, did you ever hear anybody speaking in tongues? No?
No.
No? Amen. No, it's of God. And you've received the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we're